Meeting of the Clans, Mandal Motors Hall, Kel Darby, capital of Mandalore.
100 or so of the hardest looking males and females that Boba Fett had ever seen were gathered in the stark charcoal gray granite building that Mandal Motors had donated to the community. The hardest face of all was that of his granddaughter. Mir Tagev watched him from the side of the meeting hall with his father's eyes.
My own eyes. Fairfax, she really did have the Fett eyes.
Maybe he was seeing what wasn't really there, but the look bored through into his soul anyway. It was a look that said, "You failed." He didn't hear the murmur of voices around him, just the soundless accusations that his daughter, Aelin, was dead, that he had never been there for her until it was too late, and that he might also be too late to start being a worthy Mandalore. His father had groomed him to be the best, and even if he'd never mentioned being Mandalore one day, it went with the legacy, Jaster's legacy.
Better be quick then, I'm dying. I got business to take care of, priorities, a cure, then find out what happened to my wife, what happened to Sintas Vel.
The hubbub of the chieftains of the clans, heads of companies, and an assortment of veteran mercenaries faded voice by voice into silence. They watched him warily. Not all of them were human, either. A Tagorian and Mandalian, both wearing impressive armor, leaned against the far wall, massive arms folded across their chests. Species didn't matter much to Mandalorians. Culture defined them.
Oya!
It was muttered at first, then shouted a few times.
Oya! Oya!
A chieftain with an ornately shaved beard and an eye patch stood up to speak without ceremony.
So, Mandalore, he said, are we going to fight or what?
Who do you want to fight?
Fett noted they reverted to basic when addressing him, in deference to his ignorance of Mandoa.
The Galactic Alliance? Corellia? Some force-forsaken pit on the rim?
Fett scanned the hall.
What's the first rule of warfare?
On seats, on benches, leaning in alcoves, or just standing with arms folded, the leaders of Mandalorian society, or as many as could get to Kel Darby, watched him carefully. Even the head of Mandal Motors, Jir Yamaget, wore traditional armor. Most had taken off their helmets, but some hadn't. That was okay by Fett. He kept his on, too.
Watching it for us,
said a thick-set human man leaning back in a chair that seemed to have been cobbled together from crates.
Second rule is how much is in it for us.
So, what is in it for us this time?
Us. Fett was Mandalore, chieftain of chieftains, commander of super commandos, and he couldn't avoid the us any longer. The thick-set Mondo shrugged.
Credits, Mandalore. We need currency in case you hadn't noticed.
To spend on importing food?
That's the idea.
I suppose that's one way of balancing supply and demand.
What is?
Back one side or the other in this war. That'll reduce the number of mouths to feed. Dead men don't eat.
There were snickers of laughter and comments in Mandoa this time. Fett made a mental note to program his helmet translator to deal with it, and that felt like the ultimate admission of defeat for a leader. He couldn't speak the language of his own people, but they didn't seem to care.
I'm with the Mandalore on this,
said a hoarse male voice at the back of the assembly. Fett recognized that one, Neth Braylor.
We lost nearly 1.5 million people fighting the Vongese. That might be small change for Coruscant, but it's a disaster for us. No more. Not until we get Manda Yaim in order. We'll eat Boss Nerel if we have to.
A murmur of rumbling agreement rippled around the hall.
You wanted a decision from me? You got it.
Fett felt time accelerating past him, and it eroded what little patience he had. Every bone in his body ached right through to his spine.
Galactic Alliance or Confederation? You think it's going to make any difference to us?
No,
said another voice, thick with a northern Concordian accent.
Coruscant won't be asking us to disarm anytime soon. They might need us if they get another Vongese war.
Chakare?
Someone laughed, but the debate picked up pace, still mostly in basic.